Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Wednesday, June 19th. Let's take a look at those storms that came through the Wichita area yesterday afternoon.
A contaminated groundwater study released in Hayesville. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. The fate of one of Wichita's public golf courses was settled Tuesday.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. The weather finally quieted down last night and will stay that way throughout the rest of the week. Our complete forecast in minutes.
In Wichita, heavy rains during the afternoon commute yesterday caused flash flooding, leaving many roads underwater. KNSS had live coverage for nearly 2.5 hours for Operation Stormwatch as a series of severe thunderstorm warnings were issued for Sedgwick County in the late afternoon. Torrential rains battered East Wichita. Kellogg Drive at Woodlawn was closed for a time with up to 4 feet of water rushing over the westbound lanes of Kellogg Drive near the Woodlawn exit. Some areas recorded 3+ inches of rain in a very short period of time yesterday afternoon. Nearly 4 inches of rain recorded in the Andover area, and there were multiple submersions of vehicles stalled out in floodwater. President Trump kicked off his 2020 reelection bid last night. Fox's Griff Jenkins said it was a familiar theme.
President Trump once again making border security the centerpiece of his rally, touting progress on building a wall and a new approach to our immigration system.
Stop illegal immigration and establish a modern immigration system based on skills.
The president also had choice words for Democrats, accusing them of being in favor of open borders and calling their lack of support the, quote, greatest betrayal.
Meanwhile, Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden has been saying this week that President Trump's politics are all about dividing us. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment was in Hayesville last night, releasing its findings from a study on contaminated groundwater and how it relates to an increase in cancer cases.
State officials say their study attempted to track down all cases of cancer and birth defects reported from the Hayesville area since dry cleaning chemicals tainted the groundwater for almost 20 years. Dr. Faha Ami tells KSN News they determined that the rate of disease was actually lower than expected.
Looking at those target cancers, that the rates that we found for the area of interest were actually lower, statistically significantly lower than the rate for the county and the region and the state as well.
The state also announced plans to demolish the vacant dry cleaners building and begin cleaning the contaminated soil. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita police have arrested the mother of Anila James in the case of her reported disappearance. Captain Brent Allred says 34-year-old Ronetta Clement was arrested Monday evening in a home in the 2400 block of South St. Clair, charged with felony interference with law enforcement. Police Captain Allred says her initial report to police prompted the attempt to locate. Police searched overnight, Sunday, and into Monday.
Information was developed Monday afternoon that contradicted what Clement initially reported to officers. Detectives and officers were able to make contact with the 2-year-old yesterday evening and checked her welfare, and everything appeared to be fine.
Captain Allred said the father was hesitant to call police because of arrest warrants against him. The girl was at his mother's home and will stay with her. The fate of one of Wichita's public golf courses was settled yesterday.
Clap Golf Course at Harriet Oliver in Southeast Wichita has lost over $888,000 since 2011 and currently operates at 45% capacity. Last year, the Golf Advisory Committee and the Wichita Park Board supported closing the course, but the City Council voted to temporarily keep Clap open to allow for community input. The council did want the course to close, but the decline in revenue was too much to bear as Mayor Jeff Longwell announced the final vote.
Motion passes unanimously.
The city will close the course August 2nd and will put together a redevelopment plan, which could include amenities such as an educational or community center, climbing wall, and bike paths. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
President Trump's nominee for United Nations ambassador facing a confirmation hearing today.
Kelly Craft is currently the U.S. ambassador to Canada, but the president wants her to instead represent the U.S. at the United Nations. Before becoming ambassador to Canada, Craft spent most of her career in the private sector as a business consultant. She's likely to get questions about her absences from her post in Ottawa and her frequent trips outside Canada. If confirmed, Craft would replace former U.N. ambassador Nikki Haley, who left her position at the end of last year. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
This is a date we mark, a celebration of freedom in American history, and a pop star has a new store. I'll tell you those details coming up. Steve and Ted, it is 8:05 at KNSS. With Steve and Ted on KNSS. Today marks Juneteenth, the celebration of freedom from slavery in the U.S. dating back more than a century and a half.
Juneteenth originated when Union soldiers landed at Galveston, Texas in 1865, sharing news that the Civil War had ended and that slaves were free. This event came 2.5 years after President Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation took effect. Celebrations today are very popular in predominantly African-American communities, with the Smithsonian having sponsored events to commemorate the historic significance. Observances include readings of Lincoln's proclamation and programs where elders speak of past troubles and triumphs. Today, 43 of the 50 states recognize Juneteenth as a state or ceremonial holiday. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A pop star launches her new fashion house.
Please don't stop the music.
Rihanna's Fenty label will host its first ever U.S. pop-up shop in New York City. The 11-day event starts today, where customers can expect a one-of-a-kind retailing experience complete with a unique installation. Rihanna's new fashion line marks a huge milestone for LVMH, which houses other luxury brands like Fendi, Louis Vuitton, and Christian Dior, as well as for the singer. With Rihanna becoming the first woman to ever create an original brand for the company and the first woman of color to lead an LVMH house. Inspired by her own personal style, Fenty consists of ready-to-wear clothing, footwear, accessories, and eyewear. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
It's coming up on 8:11 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. This is Wednesday, June 19th. And we'll be taking a look at all the events going on the streets of Wichita, and we'll get our weather forecast coming up here. It's traffic and weather right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And out there in traffic right now, stalled out vehicle, watch for a slowdown. Eastbound K96, just west of Hillside. We'll be slowing things down there. Traffic update on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And our weather forecast, let's check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Big storms rumbled across Wichita and south central Kansas yesterday, leading to flash flooding. Today, much quieter weather is settling in. Cloud cover gradually moves out, then sunny and 78 for the high. Clear and 64 tonight. Tomorrow's going to be warm and humid with a high 88. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we do have some scattered mist in the area. We have a breeze out of the west. It is 67 degrees, your forecast here on Wednesday, June 19th. President Trump officially kicking off his reelection campaign with a rally in Orlando yesterday. It was a lot of things going on, a lot of cheering and getting things rolling for the campaign, which, you know, does anything ever really stop for the campaign or start? Let's join Fox News Radio's Eben Brown, who's in Orlando for the festivities. And are you still coming down from the excitement last night, Eben?
I didn't get much sleep last night. What can I say? It was a quite the large rally, even for the president's standards. This was rather large. 20,000+ people inside the arena. Normally, when the president when the president holds a rally in a big arena like this, they don't always get the upper deck filled. Well, last night they filled the upper deck. And that's pretty astounding. And with the people gathered on the floor as well, I mean, you know, you're looking at near or maybe even over capacity for the stadium. The rally accomplished what it needed to, in my opinion. It got people's energy up, got them excited. Now, these are not people that needed convincing to vote for the president, but what the president hopes is that he can encourage them to go out, and if each one of them talks to three people who might be on the fence, and maybe even one person who's so adamantly opposed to the president, and they can bend their ear and change their mind, then they've done a heck of a lot of campaigning for him for free. That's the position you want to be in as a candidate, and especially as an incumbent. That's a good position to be in, and I think the president made sure that he was in that position. I expect that we will see many more of these rallies, more than we normally see, we'll probably see a lot of attention paid by the president to Florida, which is an important electoral state, one that even though he won it in 2016, he did not win it by much, and his political allies running for statewide office in 2018 barely won, and in fact needed recounts to assure their victories. So the president knows that stakes are high here in Florida, he'll be paying attention to it. He's still in the state. He went to Miami last night after the rally. He's holding a fundraiser this morning, which I'm told is $100,000 just to walk in the door. He's back to D.C. later today.
He's a guy that he's already done rallies throughout the first years of his presidency. He never really stopped doing them, just less frequently. But he's always been, that's one of his hallmarks, is he goes around the country and draws from that energy and support and tries to find it in different ways.
That is correct, and that's what I assume he will be doing much of for this round as well. To bring in 20,000+ people for a political rally, even for President Trump, that is that's a spellbinding amount of people. I mean, it was so loud in there. I mean, this is the state of the arena where the Orlando Magic basketball team plays, and it was like you were at a sports event. It was just that loud. It was really a spectacle. I mean, it was something that we don't often see in our lifetime in politics. I mean, most politicians, if they can get a few thousand people to a rally, they're even in the presidential runnings, if they get a few thousand people to a rally, they consider it a great success. This president routinely brings in, 10,000+, no matter where he's going.
And we're still 16, 17 months away from the election, so the ramp up has begun.
Yes, it has. Be prepared now to deal with this in even more 24/7 fashion.
All right. Evan, we'll let you get going. Thanks for giving us a report from Orlando. We appreciate it. That's Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live this morning from Orlando, Florida. He was at the big President Trump re-election kickoff rally in Orlando last night. Thanks, Evan. Good stuff. It is 8:16 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Wednesday morning. Of course, the Paris Air Show continues, and lots of news coming from Boeing in recent days as far as orders go. Some of those orders, they wait and release them during the Paris Air Show. Qatar Airways, one of the world's leading air cargo carriers, announcing a commitment today to buy five more 777 freighters from Boeing. That's a $1.8 billion deal at list prices, unveiled at the Paris Air Show. The Qatar Airways rapidly growing its air cargo operations, serving more than five dozen destinations around the world, becoming one of the top international air freight operators in the world. And we had a report on earlier today about the ranking of the top airlines in the world. I think they said that Qatar Airlines, Airways, was either number one or number two. It's up at the top of the best airlines in the world and fastest. They said they were ranking the fastest airlines in the world. They get it done. So Qatar Airways buying another five Boeing planes. They'll announce. It's 8:17 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And let's take a look at what's going on in sports. And we start out with Wichita State men's basketball, now minus a player. Wichita State men's basketball player, a transfer, Teddy Allen, who never did play for the Shockers. He sat out during a transfer season, was set to probably start for the team coming up, but Teddy Allen has now been dismissed from the team. This just days after he was arrested last week. This concerning a former girlfriend and a domestic violence incident that took place in northeast Wichita last week. The 23-year-old female victim in the initial police report said that he battered her and destroyed her property, and there was a theft of a cell phone. Now, the victim later issued a statement saying that she was not battered, that this was a miscommunication, poor decisions were made, and that alcohol was involved. However, Teddy Allen does still face charges of some of that criminal damage to property, which constitutes the domestic violence and the theft as well. Athletic Director Darren Boatwright at Wichita State and Shocker head basketball coach Greg Marshall had a meeting, and they both came to the decision that Teddy Allen will be released from the Shocker program and will no longer be part of the Shocker basketball team. This is Golf Week here in Wichita. Of course, the annual Wichita Open begins tomorrow with first round of play. One more day of pre-tournament activity, and that's the big Marge Page Pro-Am, which is underway today out at Crestview Country Club. They've been on the course for about an hour and a half now, and they will all day long. Some of the big names in the Pro-Am include Shocker basketball coach Greg Marshall, Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell. I noticed a couple more names on there. Bill Manus from Cindio and Doug Farhaw, two guys that used to do sales work here at the radio station. Those guys are in the Pro-Am today, among the many stars out on the course at Crestview Country Club today. Major League Baseball last night, inter-city matchup as the Chicago Cubs hosted the Chicago White Sox at Wrigley Field. White Sox won that game 3-1 over the Cubs. Coming out of the bullpen for the White Sox, former Kansas State Wildcat Evan Marshall got another win out of the bullpen for the White Sox. He is now 3-0 on the season. In his 17 appearances so far this year, Evan Marshall has a 0.00 earned run average. Has not given up a run yet this season out of the bullpen for the White Sox. The former Kansas State Wildcat Evan Marshall, the White Sox have won 6 of their last 9 games. Happy birthday today to Kansas State men's basketball player, former Wildcat, Tyrone Adams, who is 60 years old today. He's one of the top assist men all time in K-State history, 13th all time in points scored at K-State. He's drafted in the third round by the Chicago Bulls, but never played in the NBA. Tyrone Adams, former K-State Wildcat, 60 years old today. And Major League Baseball last night, Kansas City Royals in Seattle for a late-night game with the Mariners, a game that went after midnight into the wee hours this morning. Well, I tell you, leadoff hitter for the Royals, Whit Merrifield, was in the zone last night. You heard it on Sports Radio KFH.
3-1 pitch. Swings and blasts it to deep left field. Way back and long gone. A three-run homer for Whit Merrifield, his 9th on the year. And the Royals double their lead. It is 6-0. Boy, Whit got all of that one. He had the right pitch. He had the right count. And we need a new baseball. It is 6-0 Royals as Whit with his 9th home run. He's got 2 hits tonight now.
I have no idea why they kept on pitching him inside. He's hitting over 500 now on inside pitches the last month.
Woo! And then later in the game, he hit a 2-run home run. Whit Merrifield ended up 3-for-4 on the night, hit a pair of home runs, drove in a career-high 6 runs last night as the Royals easily take care of the Mariners 9-0. Winning pitcher Homer Bailey, he worked 7 2/3 innings of scoreless ball. As the Royals get the big win, their 3rd in a row, they'll go for a series sweep today. Kansas City at Seattle, that game will begin at 5:40 p.m., and you can listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. As the Royals wrap up a 6-game road trip. That's Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS. Guns N' Roses is coming to Wichita on Monday, October 7th in downtown Wichita at Intrust Bank Arena. And we have got tickets from Steve and Ted to give away to go see Guns N' Roses. And I'm going to give away a pair of tickets right now to go to Guns N' Roses to caller number 2. Call me now at 869 13:30 for two tickets to go see Guns N' Roses at Intrust Bank Arena in October. By the way, those tickets have not gone on sale yet either. We're giving them away before tickets go on sale. They'll go on sale this Friday, I believe. There you go, 8:23 with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the greatness of the United States, the Sean Hannity Morning Minute coming up with Steve and Ted.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.